We are going down to San Diego. Bring in our senior writer for MLB.com. He is always in a spot where things are happening. And this week, Barry Bloom was in San Diego for the Ichiro going past Pete Rose on the total hit list as a professional, created a lot of controversy. And Barry, you were there, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the atmosphere, Ichiro, and what you think about it.
I just thought it was tremendous. And I've been I've been talking to Ichiro. I was there for his 2,500th hit. And one of the questions I asked him, that night, and, you know, I was one of the few reporters there. It was in Arizona. And I said, so I guess now the next goal is your 3,000th hit. And he got all upset at me and said, stupid question, stupid question. Later on, you know, I did a column about all the things Ichiro did during interviews with me over the course of the years, including clipping his nails during an interview in the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium when he was with the Yankees. You could listen to the tape and hear the nails being clipped. It was hysterical. And the other day, and I asked him, what are you going to do with the balls from these things in the press conference? And I said, are you going to give it to the Hall of Fame? He said, well, they haven't asked yet, but if they do, then he's saying this in Japanese. If they do, I'd be happy to do it. And then in English, he says to me, but I'm not giving them to you.
It's funny. He's funny, Ichiro. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a real sense of humor.
And then afterwards, I go over to him, you know, he's ready to do the Japanese media after the English media, and I just looked at him and shook my head, and he goes, I was joking. And I go, I know you were joking, Ichiro. I'm just going to add it to the list. And he just started laughing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like years of, because of his career has curtailed to such a degree. And even though he's in tremendous shape, he's 42 years old, he never is injured. You know, he's like a yoga expert because he stretches all day long. And, it's been like a long slog to pass Rose and get the 3,000, which he's now, what, about 21 hits away.
I think 20. He got a hit last night. I think it's 20 now.
Yeah, so it's like piecemeal, you know, really a slow progression. But you can see now that he's close, he's taking advantage of the opportunity every time he plays. And, you know, he's just gone up to another level.
So when you add up his hits in Japan and his hits in the United States, he now has gone past Pete Rose, 4,256
right.
Rose had. And, of course, Ichiro now is probably 4,258 or 9 right now as we speak. But it created a lot of controversy this week from columnists, from fans, and Pete Rose, who said, look, if you want to count his hits from Japan, count his high school hits, too. And, you know, Pete wasn't giving up this title as the hit king so easily. How do you feel about that?
I just feel that it's stupid. I think that, you know, it's a major league hit is a major league hit, whether he got it in Japan or he got it here. Major League Baseball doesn't recognize this as a record. You know, so it's a milestone that's a created milestone that nobody's ever done before and probably nobody's ever going to do again. Because nobody's going to get 1,278 hits in Japan. And when Pete, you know, goes into this stuff, you know, I think he had 470 hits in the minor leagues. He said, why don't you count my minor league hits? Okay, you had the 478 hits and you're still ahead, but that's not the point. And, you know, really, Pete, he's got a tin ear. You know, it's like if I were Pete, I would have simply said, you know, this is great. Congratulations to Ichiro. I'm so glad that it brings my record up and my name back up. It's a wonderful thing for the game. And by the way, all mine were in the major leagues. Ha, ha, ha. You know, instead of being, you know, I mean, Pete, you're suspended from the game. Where do you have, like, even a call to say a word about this? You know, say something nice. Don't get into a snit about it. It's just absolutely amazing to me. And I wrote this. To me, it's like, sure, Pete's still the hit king in the major leagues. Nobody's ever going to take that away from him. But the point is that in three decades, the globalization of the sport has changed the sport dramatically. 25% or more of the baseball players come from elsewhere now but the United States. And Ichiro doing what he did is part of the globalization of the sport. It's really important to the sport. It's really important to the people in Japan. There were 50 or more Japanese photographers, writers, TV people at this game. It really glutted the press box at Petco Park and created an interest in these games that the players are not having at this point because of the way they're playing. So, yeah, I mean, to me it's wonderful. I'm glad to see it happen. He's a tremendous athlete, a first ballot Hall of Famer, on my ballot anyway, when he ever gets done playing. And I hope I'll be there to see his 3,000th hit, too.
Very good. Well, 20 more hits, and you always end up in the right spot. I think you have the best job in baseball. Barry Bloom, MLB.com.
Sometimes it's, it's better to be lucky than good. I mean, I just stumbled on this one this year because, I scheduled in to this homestand because it looked like a good homestand with the Marlins and the Nationals here. And, mixing it with some personal things. And last year I did the same thing coming from Phoenix to New York, and I stumbled into A-Rod's 3,000th hit. Mm. I mean, so I've been on, the crusade because, obviously 5 years with Barry going from like 700 to 756 every day. And, I was also in Riverfront Stadium the night Rose got the hit against the Padres, too, in 1985.
Were you?
I covered it. So it's like, it's amazing when, you get that old and your career encompasses all these things.
Well, it means you've been a lot of places. Eddie Montague was the first base umpire that night as well, and we've talked about that a lot. I want to leave the topic with just one more question about it. How did the San Diego fans react when he got the hit that tied Rose or went ahead of Rose?
When he tied Rose with the dribbler, there was a smattering of applause. So I don't think many people in the stands. It's not like the Padres put it up on the scoreboard, made a big deal about it. I don't think many people at that point in the game really knew there were about 20,000 people there. But certainly as the at-bats came into the game later in the game, with each at-bat, there was a fervor in the stadium that grew. I think it was the fifth at-bat of the game. He was the fourth hitter scheduled to hit in the ninth inning to get that last at-bat. And, whoever was opened up the inning with a single. There was a Giancarlo Stanton pinch hit for the pitcher and hit a hard ground ball to short and beat out the back end of what would have been a double play to end the game. And that brought Ichiro up. And, he was very patient at the plate, dipped deep into the at-bat against Fernando Rodney, and then really slammed the bullet down the right field line, for the double. And when he got to second base, he really got a wonderful ovation. And very unlike Ichiro, he then walked off the base towards the skin of the outfield, at the grass of the outfield, the end of the skin of the infield, and doffed his helmet several times to the fans in appreciation. Yeah. Now, he's played a lot of games in San Diego. I mean, that Seattle was their national, has all along been their natural rival since interleague play started. So it's kind of a place that's sort of home for him. And he might have gotten a better reaction there than even playing in Miami.
Well, very good. Great report, Barry. Very good. Excellent. You wrote a good column about it. Barry Bloom, MLB.com.
Thanks, Marty.
Very good. All right. Now, one last thought for you. The Nationals are there. As you said, you planned that part of the trip. And we had Phil Rogers on earlier. And Phil is talking about the Cubs setting the all-time National League record for wins, going past the Yankees for the Major League record. He's already got the rotation set for the playoffs. The Nationals may have something to say about all this. This is a very, very good team.
Well, he's talking about the 125 wins the Yankees had between playoffs and regular season in 1998.
We haven't added it up yet. We haven't added up exactly what he's talking about, but he's very excited.
Well,
let's put it that way.
Well, that would be it, because the Cubs hold the regular season record.
In the National League.
In the Major League.
Did Seattle beat that?
No, that Seattle has the American League record, and the Yankees fell short of Seattle's record. I think the Cubs is like 118.
Okay,
you have to go back. You have to go back and check it.
Yeah, Seattle was 116, I think. Right.
Right. Seattle was 116. I think they fell short, and the Yankees in 2008 were like 114.
Right.
But with the postseason, they went to 125, which is the most in history.
All right. What about the Nationals? What do you think about the Nationals?
I think the Nationals are terrific, but they've got a bullpen problem now, which is, really bad. Last night, Dusty had to massage the bullpen with Papelbon out indefinitely. They don't know how long he's going to be back. They don't have a backup setup guy who they can just slot into the closer's role at this point. Last night, Yusmeiro Petit closed the game. First time ever he's pitched the ninth inning. He had one other save in his career for the Giants, which, I was saying to the person in the press box when I was checking the stats, it was last year, and I said, well, I bet it was a three-inning save because Pochi never used him like that. So I went and checked in at, last May was a three-inning save. That was his only other save in his career. So when you're using, guys like Sean Kelly used the night before, was a two-time Tommy John guy, I would think that that they'd be heavily in the market for Chapman if the Yankees want to get rid of him because obviously Dusty managed Chapman for the first 4 or 5 years of his career. He loves Chapman. It would really cement the problem that they've got right now. I don't think their bullpen is as good as the Cubs, and I don't even think it's as good as the Giants, as shaky as the Giants bullpen is. So, they have to fix that for the long term for them to be competitive going into the playoffs. And I think Dusty knows that, I'm sure. Mike Rizzo knows that. And, they've got to figure it out. The whole thing with Storen last year has really come back to bite them in the butt. They had a guy there who had blown one save. They had to go out and get Papelbon and move him out of the closer's role. It created a huge controversy. Storen wound up breaking his, his thumb, slamming on a locker. He was so upset about the whole thing, being relegated to a setup guy again, as hard as he worked. Now he's in Toronto doing nothing, and, they're left without a cohesive bullpen.
Okay. All right. So that's, it's good to get you on at least to get a feel for it. We haven't seen them yet, and they are 43-25. Cubs are 45-20, and the Giants are 42-26. So it's kind of going the way we thought it was going to go out of spring training. But I like hearing the Washington stuff, and we'll talk more with you. Appreciate you being on. What are you doing today?
Back to Nationals. I'm working on a column on the All-Star Game preparations going on down here. For the first ever major event downtown San Diego, sporting event downtown San Diego. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The city really knows how to put on an event like this, like they do in San Francisco. And it's like, I think it's going to be fantastic. The one team you left out of the equation is the Mets, who are still hanging in there despite, the injuries to Duda and Wright and Lagares and, they've had to endure a lot already this season, but I wouldn't discount them in the long run either, not what they're pitching.
No, not in the short series. I'm going to ask you this the next time we talk. Which team has the best top two? Washington, Mets, Cubs? I'll even throw St. Louis in there. Giants or Dodgers? You don't have to answer it now, but who's got the best top two? Because this first division series, this five-game thing is just going to be just nuts with the kind of pitching that we're going to see.
Well, I know. I think who's got the best three.
All right.
Giants.
Okay, all right. All right, well, but I'm going to narrow it down to the best two the next time, but I want to give you time to think about it. I don't want you to give an answer that, is just too quick for you.
Okay.
All right, Barry Bloom, MLB.com. Barry, great report on Ichiro. I loved it. You gave us the flavor of what went on, and I like it. Very nice. Very good. Thank you.
It was a fabulous 3 days. Thanks.
Yeah, very good. Okay, thanks, Barry. All right, more coming up, 808 KMBR, right here on the Sports Leader.